The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Tezayin Halacha Yudalet mentions the din if somebody sells somebody else a piece of meat that's treif. By mistake, the buyer didn't know. He ate, if he ate a lunch, he ate the meat, had a sandwich, and was treif meat. And after he ate and satisfied himself, he's full, he ate a good lunch, he found out that what he ate was treif. Says the Rambam that the moicher has to give him back the money for the meat. The money that the lekach paid. I lechoyrem. Now, the definite tzamek chtos. There's no question that if the meat is around, he didn't eat the meat, he has to return the meat. Because it's a tzamek chtos. The guy sold him the wrong meat. The shaila here is because he ate it and he was satisfied. He had a gnaw from it. So he doesn't have to buy himself another lunch now. So he was nehena. So for the hanoi, he should have to pay. And the loch is no. The meicher has to give him the whole money back, even though the guy ate it up and had a gnaw from it. If it's a isa d'rabbana that he sold him, then the loch is not so. The loch is that if the food is around, he has to give it back. And the meicher has to give him the money back. But if he ate it, we say the lekeach doesn't deserve any money back because he was satisfied, he had a gnaw. Nachalol, in a isa d'raisa, if the lekeach had a gnaw from it, he still gets his money back, even though he was nehena from it. But isa d'rabbanim, you say, hey, since he was nehena from it, he has to pay for that gnaw. He enjoyed the lunch very much, and he's satisfied. Doesn't have to go and buy himself another lunch now. He's full. Regardless of it, it's is asur and mutter. So therefore, by the Rabbanim, we say the lekeach doesn't get his money back because the meicher should keep the money in lieu of the hanor that the lekeach had. He ate the food. What is the chiluk between the raisa and the Rabbanim? That's the subject of a discussion. In Rishonim and Achronim, big discussion. Pashas Rashi says in Masechta Bechiras that the difference is that by Issa d'Raisa, even though the lekeach had a gnaw from it, so enochanam, but the mekach is not a mekach, but he enjoyed it. If you have a gnaw from somebody else's property, you have to pay for the gnaw. As it's a halacha. Then henna was there choser, right? He was choser. The owner could have taken the meat and sell it to a guy and make money. So he had a gnaw, right? So he should pay for the gnaw. So why does he deserve the money back? Why shouldn't the mekach keep the money? Because he had a gnaw from his property. Not also mekach. And the answer is, says Rashi, make a knas. It's a knas to Rabbanan. And the chalam min adin, the meicher should be able to keep the money instead of in return for the guy enjoying his meat. But the Rabbanan made a knas because he was machshu some of it. They also should give back the money anyways. But the Rabbanan, as the Mefarshim explained, the Rabbanan there was no knas. If it was machshu someone to eat, he said, Rabbanan, there weren't kindness, the meicher that he should have to return the money. Since the guy had a gnaw from it, the meicher should keep the money. But that's still hard to understand. Why should there be a difference between the raisa and the Rabbanan and not counseling for the Rabbanan? To be machshu l'yid with the Rabbanan is also not a small thing. Why shouldn't we counsel him for being machshu some of the raisa and the Rabbanan? Some Mefarshim talk about this. The Shach in Yeredeya in Semikuf Yutes gives an interesting bio. He said, the chilim to the Dereis of the Rabbanon is by the Rabbanon, we didn't counsel him. Why didn't we counsel him? Because when the Rabbanon asked Adover Michael, they only asked it Legabe Isra Achila. Legabe Maso Matan, Legabe Mominis. It's as if Sadavar Amutar. He doesn't explain what he means, the Shach. Because of the Pshat that he's trying to say that because Legabe Momen is Sadavar Amutar, Memele is Nishkemek Achtos. Because it's Sadavar Amutar. The Chacham imposed an Issa Legabe Achila, but Legabe Momen is this Hey Mamre Vei Mamre. They consider it as if there's no Issa there. They treated it Legabe Momen as if there's no Issa there. But it's Nishkemek Achtos then. But the Rambam says mefurish that if he didn't eat the food, the Dovara also with the Rabbanon, it's still there. The lekeach is entitled to get his money back, and he has to return the meat. So we see it is a mekach tos. And why shouldn't the Issa d'Rabbanan be a mekach tos? In lo chamum gadol mizeh. So the Shach we need to understand. The Pri Chodesh, you know, asked this question on the Shach. Now the Sma says an interesting vote. The reason why by the Raisa, the Lokech was Nehena, he ate the food, he doesn't have to pay for the Hanor, because since it's Osir, he has Tzar from it. He ate the Dover Osir. And the Tzar outweighs the Hanor that he has from eating the food. As if he didn't have Hanor. And therefore, since he didn't have Hanor, he doesn't have to pay for it. That's why the Moicher has to give him the money back. What about the Rabbanon? But the Rabbanon, there's no Tzar. Why not? So the Nesivis explains the following thing. He says a big chiddush. The Nesivis says that the Issa de Rabbonan b'shoigig is not an Issa klal. It's not even an Issa. You don't need kapara for it. Issa de Raisa shoigig needs a kapara. But the Issa de Rabbonan b'shoigig, there's no Issa klal. He brings the Raif and a Gemara in Erevin. And the reason is, so Mephoshim explained, bring from Shara Yosher, Reb Shimush Kop, that the Nesivis learned that the Issa de Rabbonan is an Issa Gavra, not an Issa Chefza. And because it's Issa Gavra, it's only that the Rabbonan imposed an Issa on the person that he shouldn't eat that food, but it's like Zera, that he shouldn't come and eat the Issa de Raisa. Or that the way Reb Shimush Kop says, and the Torah wants them to listen to Chachamim. So therefore, Al Shoigig is not shaykh to say that there is an Isser because he was over on Lo Yisosur. He wasn't sore because Ashi Yerucha. To rebel against the Chachamim is only shaykh if he doesn't be amazed. But Shoigig is not shaykh to say he rebels. He was a Shoigig. Or the Rebbe cites it in the Sikh in Tov Shin Lamed Vav. The Rebbe brings that whole shaykh levitarium. He says, the pshat is that the Rabbanan is only, so the person shouldn't come and do a Issa de Raisa. You only shaykh to be choshish is that from Issa de Rabbanan you'll also do a Issa de Raisa if it's bemezit. If it's a shoygik, he did the Rabbanan be shoygik, not choshish you're going to eat the Raisa. It was a shoygik. So there's no chash. That's why a shoygik on a Issa de Rabbanan, since the Issa de Rabbanan is only a Issa Gavre imposed by the Chachamim. Therefore, by shoygig, there's no Issa klal. And therefore, since there's no Issa klal, if the lokeach bought meat from the meicher, which was had an Issa de Rabbanan, and he didn't know, and he ate it, we say he ate a davar amuter. Therefore, and there's no Issa klal. There's not even a kapara. There's not even a kapara. So therefore, he was nehena. There's no tzar here, because he wasn't over on anything. Therefore, the lokeach has to pay. The meicher can keep the money in lieu of the hanoa that the lokeach had. Whereas by Issa de Raisa, it's a Issa Chefza. The thing itself is a Dover also, a Dover Mos. So if he ate from it, even though he didn't know, still he ate a Dover Mos, Dover also. So he's bizarre, he's mayus in it. He doesn't have any anoa because he's disgusted by what he ate. Now, the bring from the Rogit Shover, when he cites this Rambam in the Shuvim, or in his Chidushim al Rambam, he brings this as a raya that the Rambam holds that Issa de Rabbanan is only a Issa Gavre, and Issa de Raisa is a Issa Chefze. He doesn't explain how that answers the question in the Rambam. The Pashas HaLoshin, which is Mashme in the Loshin of the Tzofnes Paneach, that he's saying that by it could mean it was, somebody might interpret this. And that's what it seems in the Pashas HaLoshon there, that by the Raisa, it's a Mekach Tos. By the Rabban, it's not a Mekach Tos, because it's a Gavre. The Chefz itself is a good Chefz. There's no mum in the Chefz. The Chefz itself, there's nothing wrong with. So, we can't say that, because the Rambam says, Mefurish, that if he didn't eat it, it's a Mekach Tos. Even by the Rabban, you can give it back. And the Moich has to give him back the money. The only time when the Moich does not have to give back by Issa the Rabban is if he ate it. So, we have to say that the Tzofnes Paneach says something similar to what the Nesivis says. But the Rebbe, as we saw and know from the Sichas in Lamed Achash HaPesach Lamed Vav, and also another interest, Menachem in Toshin Memtes, in Pashas Breishis, the Rebbe there brings clearer ha'yachach from the Alter Rebbe in Tanya. Now, the Rebbe disagrees with this whole premise. Now, the Rebbe holds that Aisa the Rabbanan is Aisa Chefza. Because in Ashoigig is also Chai, is also Oiver and Aisa, and he needs Kapara. Ashoigig for the Rabbanan is still an Aisa. Not like the Nesiva says. Because the Alter Rebbe says in the beginning of Peik Ches and Tanya that therefore somebody ate Aisa the Raisa. Or that even Aisa the Rabbanan below Yehoida L'Shem Shemaim, Ein Adover HaMeichel cannot be Maile L'Oida to Kedusha, because it's Osher V'Kosher V'Kosher V'Deach Etzoinim. So even Adover Aisa the Rabbanan, somebody eats it B'Shoigik, the dover iser the rabbanon is a chifetz of iser. Yeah, is kosher b'sholosh klipos of meis. That means it's a iser chefte, and therefore even if it's b'shoigek, it cannot be nisal in kedusha. It's not a dover heter. It's a dover also. It's a chefte which is also. But the Rebbe says mefurish that even a iser the rabbanon is a iser chefte, and b'shoigek it's definitely an iser. Even b'shoigek, not like the nesivos. Now the Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekach Tov, I think, on the Asron Daraisa, where he talks about the Isa Gavra Isa Chefze, brings Rais from Shas with the Isa the Rabbanu is the Isa Gavra the Isa Chefze. So the Tzavnes Rabbi Yehuda, the Rogit Shavu says the Koyich, the Chachamim don't have a Koyich to put an Isa on the Chefetz. That's why he says only Surim the Rabbanu Isa Gavra. Nishvi the Alter Rebbe. The Engel has a whole discussion from Reis from Gemara. Brings a Reis in the Chameira Shal Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that it says that the Chameira Rav Pinchas Ben Yair didn't want to eat from the Mai. They put they were traveling somewhere and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair wasn't around, and the Chameira refused to eat from the Tevel from the Mai. Now the Mai is only a Seder Rabbanan, and the Gemara says from here we see that Asht at Behemton Shal Tzadikim, even the Behemton Tzadikim, the Ebishter is in him with Kol Al Yodam. He watches and protects even the animals of Tzadikim that they shouldn't be over in Issa. Because the thing is that Tevel is also even for Behemah of a Yid. Behemah of a Yid is not a Tevel. So, Lechayr is Mashu from here, that the Rabban is also Issa Chefze. Because if there was no Issa Chefze, there's no Issa Bechlal for a Shoigig. There's no Issa Chefze. Why would the Eibush have to protect him? There's no Issa there. If a Shoigig, the behemoth is for sure a Shoigig. So there's no Issa if there's a Shoigig. So then why? The Issa is behemoth of Rapinus Ben Yoris, but it's a Shoigig. If there's no Issa, then why would the Eibush have to be watching him? Now Rabbi Yosef Engel there is made that this Raya is not a complete Raya, because the Maya Koponim, although it's only also with the Rabbanim and the Torah, you can rely on the Rav, and Rav people were taking Trumas and Maizris, even Rav Amoritz, but only a meat of Amoritz didn't take Trumas and Maizris, and that's why Rabbi Yechel Mezakeh made a takon of the Mai, that we shouldn't eat the Mai, unless you take off Trumas and Maizris. But Akapanim, the Yesod of the Isser, the Rabban of the Mai, is based on the possibility that there is an Isser Torah. So maybe there is a shail of an Issa Chefza. Maybe that's why the Ebishter has to protect the tzaddik, even below Yehoida, even though he doesn't know that it shouldn't come a michshel at the kol al yodei. But Rabbi Yisrael doesn't bring that in the sugya before that sugya of Rechameirish Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yair, there's another gemara, and there is mamish mefurish. The gemara says there that the gemara questions whether Beit Shan, a place in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's a chilek from Eretz Yisrael and chayv b'trumas ha-maisres. The Gemara brings a raya because Rabbi Yeshua ben, so Rabbi Yeshua was made on his uncle Rabbi Meir, that he once saw Rabbi Meir sitting in Beit Shan eating an alo shel yerek, and he was eating it without taking trumas ha-maisres. It's a raya that Rabbi Meir believed that Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's why an alo shel yerek that grows in Beit Shan doesn't need to be taken trumas ha-maisres. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, maybe Reb Meir pushed and forgot. What kind of a raya is this? You saw him eating an alo shel yerek without taking trumas ha-maisres. Maybe he pushed and forgot to take off. He made a mistake. How can you bring a raya la-halocha that Reb Meir held that Beit Shan is not Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it's not a raya. He pushed and forgot to take trumas ha-maisres. Says the Gemara, no. Ash to behemtum shel tzadikim. Deibshe wouldn't even a behemah of a tzadik wouldn't even commit an avera b'shoigik. For sure, tzaddikim wouldn't forget and b'shoigig make an avera. The angel would protect them against that. And not because of a suffix at the Raisa like with Mai. Here it's clearly at the Rabbanon. The whole din of Mai Seyerik is only the Rabbanon. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that it's impossible to think that the mayor would by mistake eat Alashal Yerik without Trumas and Maizres because the Abisha protects Tzadikim. If I is at the Rabbanon, B'Shegik is not an Issa Bechlal, then why does it need protection? Nishkin Issa is totally benign, as the Nesiva says. Is a raya mefureshes from this Gemara that ad rabbanon b'shoigeg is also an iser, and which means that the iser the rabbanon is a heftzer, and that's why even if it's b'shoigeg, still the chevetz is a dover amos, and that's why he needs a kapar. It's a pella that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings the story of Chameir Shel Bris Bayer, which is a later sugya. And doesn't mention this Gemara with Reb Meir, which is much clearer and much more direct, because Bat Maya, as he said before, there's a room to argue that maybe there Bat Maya Kalponim, it's a suffix of a Deraisa.